We've been hearing about the push by civil rights groups and the Obama administration to end so-called zero-tolerance discipline policies in schools. This is where schools suspend and expel students for often minor infractions. The critics say it cuts kids out of the education process and puts them in a school-to-prison pipeline. The schools say it raises standards, and one group of schools in particular is relying quite a bit on tough discipline. The Illinois State Board of Education and Chicago Public Schools found that at the Noble Network of publicly funded charter schools with 14 campuses in Chicago, 23% of students were suspended in 2013. That's compared to 9% suspended at public schools. Noble students received infractions for everything from not sitting up straight to having a permanent marker, and students also were fined. Noreen Ahmed-Ullah has written about this for the Chicago Tribune and joins us from WBEZ in Chicago. Noreen, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, so one parent told you her daughter got a demerit, and these points add up to these fines, for saying bless you when someone sneezed because it wasn't her turn to talk.
Right.
Is that an extreme example of this, or what is this discipline system like?
So basically, there's demerit points, and for every infraction, you get a demerit. And you can get demerits for everything from being like less than a minute late for school to not having your shirt tucked in, not tying your shoelaces, not having a belt means like 4 demerits, which means instant detention. It's a lot of penalty for small minor things, and the network of charter schools says the reason that they're going after these minor issues is basically, you know, they're trying to sweat the small stuff. And as they sweat the small stuff, they're not getting serious discipline issues like violence and fighting and more serious infractions.
And by the way, these statistics that showed that there was an increase in discipline, was it across the board at charter schools in Chicago? But Noble, the chain, had the highest rate. And the Noble superintendent told you, not only do they sweat the small stuff, it's the broken window theory?
Right. So Noble's one of the charter networks that had a larger number of expulsions. And the superintendent did say, for the Noble Network of Charter Schools, he did say that they have this idea of, you know, the broken window theory. You sort of fix the small things and you don't get to the bigger issue of the house breaking down.
But, you know, there's always the whiff of suspicion around high rates of expulsion and suspension, that a school is pushing out academically, behaviorally troubled students to keep stats like attendance and college acceptance high and to kick them out before they can drop out, you know, so to keep dropout low. Is that accusation being levied here?
Right. So before I even get to that point, I think what I should point out is that those demerits, you know, they all start adding up. So, for example, 4 demerits equals an instant detention after school. If you get 6 detentions, you get an out-of-school suspension. If you get 13 detentions, that leads to like $140 that your parents have to pay for a behavior class. And then 36 detentions and repeated violations of their student code of conduct means that you're facing an expulsion hearing. So eventually you could be expelled from the school. Or, you know, your parents are paying so much in fines that they just frankly can't afford to keep you in that school. And so they may end up taking you out of the school. And so critics use this example to say that, for example, with Noble, you know, they have really high graduation rates. They have high test scores. And the reason is because they're using this system of discipline and fines to weed out the most troubled kids, the kids that have the worst discipline issues and that are academically failing.
And what does the school say in response?
So the school says that, you know, we are not encouraging anybody to leave. In fact, you know, we're working with parents to sort of develop a payment system. And they're also saying that the reason that they put these fines in place, even, for example, the $140 behavior class, is because having those classes, having those detentions costs money and it takes resources away from students that are doing well.
Well, I can hear different things coming from the listening audience. I can hear people saying, this is great that there's a demerit system, that there's a fee system, that kids are held accountable for the behavior. I can also hear people saying, well, wait a second, we do much better handling these things with peer courts and different ways that schools are now dealing with behavior problems that keep kids in the school so that the school is actually a part of correcting the behavior.
Right. So, you know, since the story ran, I've gotten emails from parents in the suburbs or the private school system, and they're saying, way to go, Noble. This is the way to do it. You've got to, if we're going to fix the urban school environment, then we've got to have better disciplined kids within the school system who are paying attention to what's going on in class. But I'm also hearing from parents who are saying, you know, this is unfair. I mean, this is a school that's funded by taxpayer dollars, and they should provide education for all.
Well, so what happens now? Because you indicated that there's maybe some negotiations going on with the Chicago Public Schools to alter Noble's policy.
Right. So this story, there's a lot that's going on. You touched on this overall climate that's there nationally right now in terms of getting rid of a lot of the really strict zero tolerance policies. CPS is trying to scale back on its zero tolerance policies, and they've been trying since 2012. The problem is that these privately run schools that are called charters, they have a lot of independence in terms of how they run their schools, both academically and in terms of discipline. Chicago Public Schools can try and negotiate, but they have very few means at their disposal.
Well, we understood that there was talk of cutting mandatory 10-day suspensions to 5 days.
Right. So Chicago Public Schools as a district, they did cut down suspensions from 10 days to 5 on a lot of the infractions. But like I said, they have very little room to force charter schools like Noble to make similar changes. What they can try to do is when there is a charter school that comes in for approval or comes in for renewal, they can try to say, we're going to look more favorably upon those charters that align their discipline code with ours. But Noble is an established network within the Chicago Public Schools. Our mayor, Rahm Emanuel, has spoken favorably for this charter school network. Noble is one of his favorite charter school operators. And so there's very little that the school district will likely do in terms of forcing Noble to change its ways.
That's Noreen Ahmed-Ulla. She covers education for the Chicago Tribune, talking about the strict disciplinary standards at some of the city's charter schools. Noreen, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.